I don't have a whole lot more to say. I just wanted to mention that today's kind of our dedication blessing Sunday. And in light of that, with baby Caroline's dedication and Joe's farewell address, as I call it, I've just chosen a handful of verses. First of all, Psalm 119, verse 6 says, I delight in your decrees, and I will not neglect your word. Psalm 119, 6, the psalmist says, I delight in your decrees, I will not neglect your word. In John chapter 9, verse 4, quoting Jesus, he says, I must do the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. So Jesus puts a sense of urgency on doing his work. Work, for the night is coming when man works no more. And then in Hebrews 2, verses 1 through 3, it says, we must pay careful attention. The King James says, give the more earnest heed to what we have heard so that we do not drift away. How shall we escape if we ignore so great a salvation? And then finally, in 1 John chapter 5, verses 3 and 4, John the Apostle says, This is love for God, to obey his commands, and his commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. So it's not burdensome to be a believer. It's not burdensome to follow the Lord. It's not burdensome to be obedient to the scriptures, because as John says, everyone born of God overcomes the world. So the work goes on. Joe and Kathy are beginning a new chapter in their lives, and they're still doing the Lord's work, just a little different emphasis now. And we need to uphold them in prayer as they begin this new chapter in the Lord, even when we don't see them anymore. Let's remember them in our prayers. So I'm going to ask Charlie Erickson to come up. He has a couple words to share with us. And then Joe and Kathy to come up as well. We're going to offer a prayer of blessing upon them. And then we have food over in Fellowship Hall. If you forgot or you didn't bring any, that's okay. We have plenty. We brought some chicken in, some pieces of chicken. And Charlie and Marcia have made a lot of food, and there's been quite a few dishes brought in as well.
Morning, everybody. I'd just like to praise God for this Sabbath day and day of rest. And God is good all the time. I'd just like to say a few thoughts in honoring my friendships with Kathy and Joe and the family today. I'm a custodian at St. John's Church in Monroe, and one day when I was working there, I invited Kathy and Joe to come and visit the church, and I would give them a tour, and I did, and that was really a blessing of a day for me. And I just like to say that on Thursdays, I cleaned the sanctuary there, and what better place to work than in the house of God? As I clean the sanctuary, generally on Thursdays, I sit down when I get done, and I say a prayer or meditate or whatever. And this past Thursday, I was praying for my mom and a friend of mine that passed away, and the top of the list was Joe and Kathy, because Wednesday night they had the family night, and I just love Joe's philosophy on giving the descriptive title, and he knows history so well. I mean, for a young man, I just can't believe that. When I hated history when I was old, when I was younger, but now I love it. So we have a common bond there. And in honoring them today, and I thought, what better way to do it than read a psalm? And I opened the book up, and here it comes to the first psalm. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither, but whatever they do, they prosper. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I just thank you for this day again, and I thank you for your friendships that we've had with Joe and Kathy and the family and Josiah and Jake and Luke and Zoe, and may you be with them, and maybe they be true to you as you are true to us, as your word is the truth. If we would only listen and prosper in it as we walk with it, and as we walk the walk and talk the talk. And we just pray for these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Okay, Joe and Kathy. Well, like Joe said, we've had a 7-year partnership in the ministry here. We're fourthborns. Joe out of a family of 9. I'm from 8, and I got to tell you, being the middle child is a pretty good place to be. We're the most balanced in the family, and we have the best perspective on things. We can take orders, and we can give orders, and so that made a pretty good relationship. But right now, I just want to offer our prayer of blessing and send them off into their next area of work with God's blessing as well. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your goodness to us. And Lord, I thank you for all the years that Joe and I were able to work together and in partnership in your work here at Martintown. And I just pray now that as he and Kathy and their family pursue a new area of life and set new goals and aspire to serve you in every way, Lord, I just pray that you'll bless them. I pray that they will follow the leading of your Spirit. Lord, I pray that you will send people into their lives to mentor them and to challenge them in the scriptures and to come alongside them as they raise their family. And Father, I just pray that you will bless them, each one, in your own special way. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thanks. You're welcome. We have just one more song, and then I encourage you to come up here and greet the Mows, and then Joe and Kathy will be at the back.